continued to work with Dr. Julie Olverding from the Masters of Public Administration program at the university. And in her resource acquisition class this year, all of the students do some sort of project with nonprofits or NGOs. And she had presented Africa Fire Mission to them. One of the students chose to connect with us and wanted to do a crowdsource funding project for Africa Fire Mission.
Remind our listeners about what your organization does.
Africa Fire Mission collects fire equipment that's going out of date here in the United States. We ship it over to fire departments in Africa, serving the under-resourced cities and communities, donated to them, as well as send firefighters from all across the U.S. over to help provide training.
Why is it important for local first responders to equip fire companies that are halfway around the world?
In our brotherhood in the fire service, we want to help everyone, and we're not limited by geographic boundaries. We know that the firefighters in Africa face the same challenges and perils, and they want to save lives and properties of the people that they're protecting in their areas, just like we do here in the U.S. By equipping them with similar gear and tactics to what we have, they're better able to protect their communities from the dangers of fire, which leads to issues of homelessness and needs for medical care and hunger.
This is not the first time that you've sent equipment to Africa. Tell me a little bit about the first time and what the response was.
Last November, we shipped a 20-foot container of equipment to Nairobi, Kenya, and we were able to outfit that city's fire department, which protects 5 million people, with just 3 fire trucks and 150 firefighters. We were able to equip them all with quality personal protective fire equipment for the firefighters so that they were able to do their job. We also shipped medical equipment to help outfit clinics in the area.
And the equipment is all donated from local fire companies. Tell me a little bit about the Indiegogo campaign that helps to pay to ship this equipment over.
Fire departments all across the region and as far away as Kansas and Maine have donated equipment to us. The Indiegogo campaign is designed to raise the money we need to ship that equipment overseas. We have hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of fire and medical equipment sitting in our warehouse that we're going to be packing up in July and shipping over. We need just $22,000 to deliver all of this gear from our doorstep here in the Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky region to Nairobi, Kenya. And that's where we're using the help of Indiegogo and crowdsource funding.
This is such a good idea. What has the response to Africa Fire been like since you started?
It has been incredible. We have received more support than I could have ever imagined when we founded this in early 2013. We've received fire equipment from all across the United States, requests from all across the continent of Africa for assistance, and we are growing the organization to meet those needs. After this donation to Kenya, we are working on projects in Zambia and Tanzania and Ghana.
You can find out how to get more information about the Africa Fire Mission on our website at wnku.org under local news. Dave Moore, good luck with the project. Thank you.
Thank you.